December 31, God's plan for me. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Isaiah 14:27. Each actor in history stands in his lot and place, for God's great work after his own plan will be carried out by men who have prepared themselves to fill positions for good or evil. In opposition to righteousness, men become instruments of unrighteousness, but they are not forced to take this course of action. They need not become instruments of righteousness any more than Cain needed to. Men of all characters, righteous and unrighteous, will stand in their several positions in God's plan. With the characters they have formed, they will act their part in the fulfillment of history. In a crisis, just at the right moment, they will stand in the places they have prepared themselves to fill. Believers and unbelievers will fall into line as witnesses to confirm truth that they themselves do not comprehend. All will cooperate in accomplishing the purposes of God, just as did Annas, Caiaphas, Pilate, and Herod. In putting Christ to death, the priests thought they were carrying out their own purposes, but unconsciously and unintentionally they were fulfilling the purpose of God. God looks into the tiny seed that he himself has formed and sees wrapped within it the beautiful flower, the shrub, or the lofty, wide-spreading tree. So does he see the possibilities in every human being. We are here for a purpose. God has given us his plan for our life, and he desires us to reach the highest standard of development. He desires the youth to cultivate every power of their being and to bring every faculty into active exercise. Let them look to Christ as the pattern after which they are to be fashioned. The holy ambition that he revealed in his life they are to cherish, an ambition to make the world better for their having lived in it. This is the work to which they are called. You want now to so relate yourself to society and to life that you may answer the purpose of God in your creation. This is the end of the book, Conflict and Courage. All of the books of Ellen G. White are now on tape, and you can get them from the same source that you received these tapes from. Also, the books are available at your Adventist Book Center. We hope that these tapes and books will be a blessing to you to help you to accomplish what is outlined in these books as we read and listen and study them.